The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Nobody's plowing any fields up here in North Dakota in December. Actually, a lot of the farmers in the winter months just head indoors. They're done outdoors for a few months of beautiful, cold, snowy weather. Some of them even head down to Florida and Arizona, and they're called snowbirds, the ones that have a little bit more dough on their hands. And, well, welcome. It's nice and snug and warm here in my radio studio, brought to you by the Republic Broadcasting Network, based down in nice and warm and toasty Round Rock, Texas. directly south, due south of here. And I'm up in North Dakota. And wherever you are, please join us tonight if you would like at 800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. Your call goes to Round Rock. Round Rock relays the call to me here in North Dakota. And the whole thing works like a Swiss watch. Well, let's see. What do we talk about today in the Trump phenomenon here on, did I give the date, December 7th? It's Pearl Harbor Day. How many years has that been? 77 years? Let's see. I don't know. 1941. I'll figure it out in a moment here. 18. That does look like 70-something years. 77 years, maybe. What do we talk about? Well, a whole lot of things happened today. And let me think about it for a second here. How do I want to characterize those things that happened? A couple of good things. Done by Donald Trump. Everything else done by everybody else was, and I'll just use the euphemism, it was BS. And that will be the theme of this show, is it's all BS. That'll be our theme. And I think you'll enjoy it. Now, the things done by Donald Trump today that were nice and were not BS, he nominated, for the ambassador to the UN position, Ms. Nauert. Looks like a great nomination. He nominated for Attorney General Bill Barr. Looks like a great nomination. He was actually once Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. We'll talk about the virtues of those two nominations. He also made a nomination for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's going to come out tomorrow at the Army-Navy game. He will announce that nomination. That looks like a good one, too. All those done by the president. Also, he had some wonderful tweets, and let me go to the one I enjoyed the most today. And it's a beauty. It's a humdinger. Let's find it here. Ah, yes. Well, let's see what happened to that tweet. I had it just a moment ago. Come back to me, presidential tweets. Where are you? Here they are. Oh, right. Here they come, the presidential tweets. He was commenting on a former Secretary of State who he let go named Rex Tillerson. You remember that name? Well, Rex Tillerson today was mouthing off, being a smartass. Turns out he never did support Donald Trump. He's a never-Trumper. He's one of these dirty dogs, one of these people who inserted himself into the Trump administration with the purpose of defeating it. And there are a bunch of these people. We could talk for hours about that, but here is Donald Trump's tweet 5 hours ago. He said, Mike Pompeo, his Secretary of State, great guy, former congressman. He went from being a congressman to being Secretary of State. Mike Pompeo is doing a great job. I am very proud of him. Now here comes the funny part. His predecessor, Rex Tillerson, didn't have the mental capacity needed. He was dumb as a rock. And I couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He was lazy as hell. Now it is a whole new ball game. Great spirit at stake. What a breath of fresh air Donald Trump is. Statements like that. Dumb as a rock. Lazy as hell. I'll tell you what, he gave it to Rex Tillerson. And that was counterpunching too. Tillerson opened up. Tillerson sucker punched Donald Trump. That's what all these never Trumpers do. They sucker punch the president. You know, they get in there and then they recuse themselves. You know, without consulting the president, they pull some fast one on the president. You know, that's a T-bone. That's a sucker punch. But Donald Trump is a counterpuncher. And he comes back with something beautiful. And in this case, dumb as a rock, lazy as hell. So that was very nice. Now let's go into the it's all BS. And I'm going to kind of contain myself with my language here in the show. I'll try. I'll attempt. Probably lose control by the end of the show. But I'll start out with euphemisms and acronyms, as in BS. It's all BS. Well, and I don't know on television, only a few people are presenting the bigger picture this way, that it's all BS. I think one of them is Joe DiGenova. I think he's one of those handful of people who get it, that it is all BS. And he uses that kind of language once in a while. He shows that he means it. And what do I mean by it's all BS? Well, the whole news cycle, everything you see on TV is back-asswards. It's our enemies are playing a very crafty, very sly game of bait and switch or distraction. I don't know what the strategic term would be. But all this fake news that's being generated, as President Trump has so correctly identified it, is meant to confuse, demoralize, distract all of us. And it represents, there are two elements to this strategy. One is what's there, and the other is what's not there. And the what's not there is just as important as the what's there, maybe more. What's not there? What's not there is the coverage, the description, the honesty, the truth about this magnificent leader that we elected to the presidency. This man is magnificent. His achievements are astonishing. His bravery surpasses. I'm going to, sound pretty syrupy here, but his bravery does surpass that of everyone else on the scene. Every day that Donald Trump goes out into the public, he walks right out into the midst of the public, which is full of these crazy people. These demented people, people filled, spewing Trump derangement syndrome. He walks right into their midst. Yes, there's a Secret Service detail. Yes, blah, 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 blah. Is he safe? No, he's not. Is he brave? You bet. None of these other people. Is James Comey at risk of anything when he walks down the hallway? Is, any of these other clowns? No. They don't need a security detail. Who gives a rat's ass about these? Oops, watch. There goes my French. Who gives a rat's ass about these people? Donald Trump is brave. Let me go down a list of some of his virtues. He's tireless. He works harder than any of us. When does he ever rest? And there is no rest from the anxiety put upon him. How can he sleep? You know, when I go to sleep, At night, I don't have that many things to worry about. I could just kind of conk out, you know, put the kids to sleep, you know, sort of visions of sugar plum fairies. Donald Trump has the weight of the world upon him. How does he sleep? He's self-sacrificing. One of the latest themes that our enemies are putting out in the fake news is that somehow Donald Trump is profiting from the presidency, or that he intended to do so. What a, you know, like everything else, Joe DiGenova is the kind of guy that realized, come on, people, do you believe that BS? You know, it's someday some historian will write the history as to how much cash money Donald Trump lost by becoming president of the United States. And folks, it's going to be a lot. He'll never mention it while he's president. Well, he might, but not. He'll never give anybody the dimension of the reality. He's lost a lot of money. Honest. He's the most honest man we've got. He knew when he got into this that our enemies would drag every thing they can either make up or exaggerate or blow up out of his past, including many things just woven from whole cloth, total just outright lies. He knew that would happen. So, for instance, in this latest episode here with this guy, Cohen, money paid to women. I mean, come on. You know, it takes honesty and guts to be willing to step into that kind of a situation, to have to endure that. Donald Trump didn't have to endure anything like that. In his life before the presidency and before his candidacy, the world was his oyster. His world was a world of beauty and fun. So again, honest, brave, self-sacrificing, tireless, a magnificent hero. But it's all inverted. It's all upside down. He's all these bad things. He's a terrible person. And also, his achievements, never highlighted, never talked about. And instead, fake news, endless fake news. And even, now let me get to kind of part of my point here. Even the people that are defending Donald Trump are thrown into the fake news. So that even on Fox, that part of Fox, which is patriotic, which is only part of Fox, does not include Shepard Smith. That guy is a rat. What a rat that guy is. And there's some other rats at Fox News. They're getting easier and easier to identify. And they're hard to take. But you know, even the patriots at Fox News, like the really good ones, like Tucker Carlson and Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Jeanine Pirro. Boy, these are great people. But they are also, as I am right now, I'm having to talk about the fake news. That's their strategy, folks. If I have to talk about stuff that either never happened or is being lied about, the enemy has accomplished their goal. Bob Beria, Lavrenti Beria, Bob Mueller has accomplished his goal. He's chewed up 2 years of the Trump presidency, and he's going now on chewing up his third year. I don't think he's wrapping anything up. He's got all these other people in the on-deck circle. He's got Jerome Corsi on the on-deck circle. He's got Roger Stone coming up to bat. He's got other people. And then now we get Nancy Pelosi. This is truly a cast of evil people. I mentioned the face of Robert Mueller, that I could not have a picture of him up on my wall and sleep soundly or live comfortably. How about Nancy Pelosi? Pretty much the same story. Could you have a big blown up picture of Nancy Pelosi's face on your wall? Could you digest your food? These are evil people. These are nasty people. And that's what the Democrat, demon rat party has become. And that's what the rhinos are. Now, Tucker Carlson said a very good thing on his show tonight. He said, he's talking about the wall. Donald Trump, of course, has promised the wall. We participated in rallies. I went to the rally in Duluth where we all chanted, build the wall. I went to the rally in Fargo where we all chanted, build the wall. The president wants to build the wall. He's pledged to build the wall. We want the wall. Why do we have no wall after 2 years? It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's because, and Tucker Carlson said it tonight, the Republicans have had a majority in the House and the Senate for 2 years. They could have at any time built a wall. They could have at any time funded the wall. $25 billion is chump change to the federal deep state bureaucracy. That is chump change. We're talking about $2 trillion budgets. Why no wall? Why no $25 billion? And then Tucker Carlson said it. Because the Republican Party doesn't want it. And then Carlson said something very true. Think about that, folks. And that's what I say. Think about that, folks. Donald Trump, and of course there are Republicans who want it very much, like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. Very much they want that wall. And they're real patriots, the whole Freedom Caucus in the House. Sad to say, the Freedom Caucus now a minority and a minority party with their, basically their gonads cut off by Nancy Pelosi and the demon rats. But there are enough Republicans who don't want the wall that Donald Trump didn't get it and we didn't get it. So, ouch. So don't throw that upon Donald Trump. Man, what a burden he carries to have to fight against the entire media, the entire rhino establishment. And also, look at the difficulty of his position. He has to at least pretend at times to, smile and shake hands and give a slap on the back to Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And even a Jeff Flake or a John McCain. You have to do that at times. When you have a diplomatic meeting, if you're meeting with the dictator of Saudi Arabia, you have to smile and shake his hand. You know that old thing where when someone reaches out to shake their hand, you do the thing with your thumb, you go, nyeh, and you stick your thumb back. You can't do that with the dictator of Saudi Arabia. You can't frown at him, and you can't, like all the demon rats, get up on your moral soapbox, all these totally, these really immoral, vile people in the Democratic Party getting on their moral soapbox, lecturing the president about lecturing the president about the Apostles' Creed at the George C. Bush Senior service. He wasn't mouthing or saying the words of the Apostles' Creed loudly enough. And most of these people believe in voodoo. These aren't moral people. So you have to shake the guy's hand and you have to smile. Mike Pompeo, during all this brouhaha about the dictator of Saudi Arabia, he's a dictator. Duh. What percentage of the world's leaders are dictators? Let's see. Red China. There's 1.3 billion people right there. Living under a total dictatorship. You got to sit down with Xi Jinping. You got to smile at him. You got to shake his hand. Let's ring the Liberty Bell. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Thanks for tuning us in. Where were we? Covered Heather Nauert, and we'll get to the Manafort Cohen thing today. James Comey, let's cover that. That happened today. James Comey gave non-testimony. James Comey did his act, his clown show, in front of combined House committees today. Managed in, I think it was 5 hours, to answer nothing, nothing. And sitting at his elbow was the Justice Department attorney. They didn't televise it, so I'm visualizing what it was described. Sitting at his elbow was the Justice Department attorney, or a fleet of them, saying, don't answer this, don't answer that. And, of course, he didn't want to answer it. He's gleeful. He's delighted to have that counsel, so-called counsel, coming from the Justice Department that's supposed to be working for our president that we elected. So why is our Justice Department conspiring with James Comey and the enemy to defeat the patriots in Congress who are trying to get Comey to answer a question with a straight answer? Because the Justice Department is still run by the deep state. And Bill Barr has quite a job when he's sworn in. He has to, like Hercules, clean the Augean stable. He's got to get rid of Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. And is it just hundreds of others? Is it just hundreds? Or is it thousands? This is the task that Donald Trump, that we have set, Donald Trump. We've got to be realistic, folks. We've got to understand. And we've got to give our man encouragement. This must be very discouraging to him. I speculated in yesterday's show that it would be very understandable if Donald Trump, in the middle of all this, just said, you know what? The hell with it. The hell with it. He asked that question in Warsaw, July of 2017. He'd only been the president for 6 months. And he said, the question is, does the West have the will to save itself? Not exactly his words, but very close. Does the West have the will to save itself? That's the question. It's not an answer, that's the question. We still don't know what the answer is. And I'm speculating that at moments, it must appear that the answer is no. With the kind of wimpy, weak support that we have given Donald Trump, I don't mean anybody in this audience. You always have to say that, present company excluded. the audience must, the answer must sometimes look like no. I think it's yes. I think we do have, let's put it this way. Let me be more honest. Actually, I think the answer is no. Do we have the will right now to save ourselves? My answer is no. Can we acquire that will? My answer is, I think so. I think we can. But do we have it now? No, we don't. Because we're not showing it. It's not happening. What's the test of will? What's the proof of will? It's performance. And what is our performance? It's pathetic. Those rhinos, those Arizonans who let Jeff Flake keep mouthing off, put up with that crap from that Flake. Arizonans should be showing Jeff Flake how they feel about his, well, perfidy. John McCain should have had the same reception. We're too wimpy. We're too lame. We're too passive. I'm not advocating what the French are doing in Paris. That's another story. We might cover that, and we won't have time tonight. But how do they call it? The yellow vest movement in France. The French have been so set upon by their ruling elite that they've gotten to a breaking point. They're out in the streets in the hundreds of thousands and millions. The police union endorsed the yellow vests. The police union. The head of the police union in Paris said, we're with the people in the street. Can you believe that? And he told the police staff that are not officers who are sworn to show up in the street. They can't, they're not allowed to go on strike. But the police union told all the office workers to go on strike. Wow. Right back.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wanting to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big Dog John.
Big Bad John.
Donald John Trump, that is.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
Well, we're back, folks. And speaking of Big Bad John, Donald John, that is, I've talked about the moralizing of these phonies on the left. Who are disgusting people. I mean, they are disgusting. Look at the people like Al Sharpton, who are the champions of the left. Just go through the Maxine Waters, Al Gore, the climate change guy who, flies around in his jet and lives in his huge mansion. They're moralizing. Gas bags, all of them. They're not excellent people at all. The left is like the party of the losers, the people that came up short when they were handing out character. Well, one of them is Emmanuel Macron, who was lecturing Donald Trump. And speaking of Big Bad Donald John, when Emmanuel Macron was lecturing Donald Trump, we had to just sit there and take it. You know, he couldn't talk, couldn't answer back. Emmanuel Macron was lecturing him. Donald Trump had just very proudly and very boldly announced that he's a nationalist. He's an America firster, which is what all patriot presidents are and always have been. And any president of any country who's not a nationalist
is not a patriot, period. So what is Emmanuel Macron? Well, you can't say that. That's so politically incorrect. So Emmanuel Macron and the other globalists like Angela Merkel, Macron gets up on his soapbox in the shadow of the Arc de Triomphe on the Champs-Élysées. And let me tell you, folks, even standing on top of his soapbox, Emmanuel Macron, with his glitter fingernails, fingernail polish, is still shorter than Donald Trump. And the French have had it. Now, the Trump movement, the Trump phenomenon, it's sweeping the world. Let me just go back to this. I always have to remind folks of this. This is the good news, is that it doesn't all rest on Donald Trump's shoulders. He started it. He launched the Trump movement. It's sweeping the world. It's sweeping France and Belgium and the Netherlands and Austria and Poland and Hungary. People like Viktor Orban and Matteo Salvini in Italy. They're having some successes on part of the Trump program, even more so than we are here. And so that's one reason I think the question that Donald Trump posed, does the West have the will to survive? These hopeful signs around the world indicate that we are developing that will. I think you can say safely the Hungarian people do. Answer yes in Hungary. Polish people, as he stood in Warsaw, Donald Trump could clearly see as he looked out upon a sea of Poles, of patriot Poles. All the Poles are patriots. They're all nationalists. They are a great people. And they actually don't even speak English, but they were cheering Donald Trump. They could understand him even in English. They could understand him. And they were cheering at the right points in his speech. Well, let's go back to the news. The wall. And the theme of this show, which is the moral inversion, the sleight of hand trick, the voodoo that the left has wrought upon us, and that is to take our eyes off of the magnificence of Donald Trump and what he's doing, the beauty, the sheer beauty, the sheer intelligence of what he's doing, the application of intelligence. What do you do if your country's being overwhelmed and invaded? What does an intelligent person who doesn't give a rat's ass about political correctness and who isn't part of the swamp? It's like the little boy who stands up and says, "Hey, the emperor's butt naked. That's his ass sticking out in my face." That's what Donald Trump is. He says, "Look at that hairy ass there. That's the deep state. That's the swamp." And he's got the guts to laugh at it. And we come out by the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands. Donald Trump will, I believe he's going to do the coin toss tomorrow at the Army-Navy game. Army heavily favored, I believe, because, well, they got a much better record. They're ranked 22 in the country, 9-2. The Black Knights, the midshipmen, they're up against a tall order here. They're at 3-9. Even though they've won a lot more games than Army in the last 20 years, looks like they're going to have a tough order with Army. Beautiful game. Philadelphia, not exactly, well, it used to be Patriots Central when the country was founded, but Philadelphia's fallen upon dark times. But you know what Donald Trump could do? He could fill that stadium. He could fill that stadium with patriots. And I hope our president does this, does not stop giving these great rallies. And I hope he goes to even bigger and bigger venues so that the public can see as a way to mobilize, to get our, buck us up and get that courage, that will to survive. When people see a crowd of 20, when you're in the middle of a crowd of 15,000 people that are yelling their hearts out, it does something to you. And when the public, the American public, needs to see these crowds, and Donald Trump, from the very beginning, remember he made the point? Melania asked me, she watched me on TV, and she says, "Donald, were there many people there?"
Because on TV, watching the fake news lying bastards, she can only see 20 faces or 40 faces behind Donald Trump. But there are 15,000 people, or like in Mobile, I think there were 35,000 people. It's a sea of people. They won't show that. Why won't they show that? Why won't the lying SOBs of the media? This has been 3 years now. They've refused to show the Trump crowds because those crowds are us, the people. And Donald, by the way, Donald Trump's approach is better than the yellow vests. The yellow vests in France are at a more desperate stage. Donald Trump has mobilized the people in mass movement, and that persuasive power of a mass movement is tremendous. The left knows this. That's why they won't show it on the screen. They know that it will grab Mr. and Mrs. America sitting in their living rooms to say, hey, honey, we can join this thing. Hey, it's okay to be a patriot. Let's go. Grab the flag. Let's go. They won't show the crowd for that reason, these SOBs. All they have to do is swing the camera. It's a story. It's a huge part of the story. These people are liars. They lie. They wake up in the morning. They sleep all night thinking of lies. They wake up. They start lying when they open their eyes. That's what they are. That's why they're demon rats. That's why they're on the left. Part of humanity is a bunch of garbage. Part of humanity is garbage. And the Democrat Party is their party. And, well, do those of us, the decent people, have the will to survive, to fight? And, oh, and their tactics are dirty. And they fight like a gang. How do gangs take over a neighborhood? They don't have to be a majority of the people in the neighborhood. A gang of 20 punks can take over a neighborhood by killing some people, knifing some people, raping some people, and the whole neighborhood is terrified until Big Bad John shows up on the scene. And then somebody says, hey, there's a light up above, when Big Bad John gives a heave on a cracking timber. And we crawl out of the mine. That's what we got to do, folks. Big Bad John is giving the big heave right now. And there is a light up above. Well, let's see. Do we have some calls? I don't see any right now. Let me see. I don't see any calls on the board. So that means the board's open. Give me a call if you want to participate in this. I know I get so carried away, but I may... you may say, oh, geez, we don't want to interrupt that. You have any comment on Nancy Pelosi's pronouncement today that the wall is immoral? The wall is immoral. All of us good people are immoral. Let's see what's cooking here. The French, speaking about tomorrow, the French are announcing that they expect great violence in Paris tomorrow. The French establishment, just like ours, has inflicted mass open borders immigration upon the poor French people. They've inflicted oppressive government upon them and taxation. They need a Donald Trump. And what are they rejecting? They're rejecting this little punk, Emmanuel Macron. Let's hope they drive him out of office. Let's just hope. But Donald Trump's method of organizing us peacefully in mass roaring rallies, that's the preferable method. The French don't have a Donald Trump. They have Marine Le Pen. She's pretty darn good. But how many Donald Trumps are there in the world? I can only think of one, actually. If they had a Donald Trump, they could have rallies in France, in soccer stadiums, 50,000 people. And that would get Emmanuel Macron's attention, maybe. And the French TV cameras wouldn't show it. Here's another headline on Breitbart. Here's another headline here. This is another story.
This connects with the current story of George H.W. Bush. The Bill Barr nomination was Attorney General for George H.W. Bush. Now, the Democrats, the demon rats, are already objecting to Bill Barr. He was approved unanimously by every Democrat in the Senate when he was nominated. But, oh no, he's not okay now. That was then. This is now. That was that Bill Barr. Now this is the new Bill Barr. What bullshit. Oops, I broke into French there. Unanimously approved under George H.W. Bush. So if the demon rats can find a way to scuttle the nomination of Bill Barr, what it means is there it wouldn't matter if Santa Claus, they would disapprove of Santa Claus. So tomorrow, Donald Trump at the Army-Navy game, and he'll announce his new chief of staff. So that'll be pretty neat right there. But let's talk about George H.W. Bush for a minute. The immigration, that's the 800-pound gorilla. That is the issue. The immigration invasion is the issue. It is the issue above all other issues. If your country is invaded and overwhelmed by a different people, it's not your country anymore. So long. Too bad, as Ann Coulter says, adios, America. Adios. It's over. It's not your country anymore. All the other issues don't even matter. You could get every other issue right. You could get 100 issues perfect. And if you failed on immigration, you're dead. Well, George H.W. Bush, where does he figure in the immigration? He was the guy that gave us all of these damn H-1B, all these damn visas, which have let in tens of millions of people. It's that bad, folks. What are some of the things he approved? He approved these H-1B visas, the H-2A visas, cheaper foreign farm workers. H-1B, the high-paying job visas for people from India. So that our college graduates who spend all that money and time learning math and engineering and computers, they can't get a job when they get out of college because they're competing with Rajneesh from Mumbai, who's been brought in on George Herbert Walker, holier-than-thou saintly Bush's H-1B visas. Good going. George Sr., he also initiated the H-2B visa to import blue-collar, non-agricultural foreign workers. And then I'm quoting from Breitbart here, all three visa programs have been responsible for the displacement and wage stagnation of millions of American workers. With the H-1B visa, more than 100,000 foreign workers, they're all from India, are brought to the U.S. every year to take high-paying white-collar jobs. Now, by the way, all these people get green cards. Then they all start the process of bringing in their whole damn families. And by the way, George Bush was the guy who got chain migration going. George Bush Sr., so you can imagine how hard, you know, I mean, Donald Trump had a lot of things on his mind as he sat there at the Bush funeral in the national, beautiful National Cathedral there in the front row with on his side, on the other side of his wife, these horrible people, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, these criminals who've wrecked our country. He had to sit there and endure that. And that's for a funeral service for the guy that started the chain migration that Donald Trump has come to rescue us from. And people are singing the hosannas of this Bush guy who's better than all the rest of us. He's more courageous. He's everything better than us. He's more honest. He's more truthful. He's a better Boy Scout. I don't know. I was an Eagle Scout. Was George H. Bush Order of the Arrow? Am I better than George H.W. Bush? What is this holier-than-thou crap? He's no great big hero.
He's not a paragon of anything. He's the father of George Jr. Damn, if that's all he did, he needs to burn in hell. Look what George Jr. did to our nation. The Iraq War, $7 trillion and counting. Thousands of men dead, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of locals dead in the Middle East. That's a saint. And the man who gave us, I mean, George, we wouldn't have George Bush Jr. as president if it weren't for his dad. What is this sanctimonious garbage? And all, by the way, you know how many of the liberal media people voted for the St. George H.W. Bush in 1992 when he lost to Bill Clinton? You know what percentage of demon rats or media voted for him? 7%. But now he's a saint. Now that he's dead, and they can use him as a club to beat Donald Trump over the head. Let's see, we've got a caller here. Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, James, I am. I feel your passion, man. Let me tell you something, okay? August 92, Ruby Ridge. George H.W. Skull and Bonesman was in charge. He ordered the incineration holocaust of Randy Weaver and his family. There were helicopters, according to Jack McLam and Bull Greitz, who intervened with citizen arrest warrants with the FBI's hostage rescue team. Remember Juan Horiuchu, the guy that blew off Randy Weaver's wife's head as she held the door open?
Yes, Horiuchu, while she's holding a baby.
Now, I guess George H.W. Skull and Bones Satanist would say, well, that was an act of heroism for that sniper to do what he did. And the only reason they weren't incinerated, and if you remember, I called before about the fuel air bomb incineration of the 150,000 retreating Iraqi troops on the Basra Highway. That's a war crime, big time.
Well, Fred. I studied that. I know you called about that, and I concurred with you on your initial phone call. I looked back into it just in defense of our troops. Okay, remember the guys in the Army are great guys. They're great. There are some of our very very best are the men in the Army. Okay. And I looked up that that highway to hell that the Iraqis were on as they were leaving Kuwait. And folks, this is in Gulf War I, which to George Sr.'s credit, I hate to give him any credit for anything, we only lost about 200 Americans killed. It's unbelievable. I think he mobilized 700,000 American troops. It was some huge number like that. It might have been 400,000. And 700,000 was the total, but of all the nations involved, there were only something like 200 Americans killed, and it was less than that in actual combat. So that's kind of miraculous. Now, hang on just a second. Hang on, let me finish my point. George Jr. was the idiot who got us into a truly devastatingly costly war, huge loss of life, huge expenditure in the trillions of dollars. The cost of the Bush Senior War was $60 billion. More than $30 billion of that was actually paid for by the Saudis. So it was almost no cash expenditure in the original Gulf War. But now on that highway to hell, I looked that up, and as far as it being a war crime, the incineration of innocent people, I read accounts by the military who were there, including the A-10 pilots, who did the most damage. There was just a few of them piloting A-10 Warthog planes, which are very lethal planes. And here's what they said. We blew up the tanks and the trucks and the vehicles on the road. The Iraqis were smart enough to get out. They had already learned that because we've been blowing up their vehicles, including thousands of tanks, for a couple weeks. We had been blowing up their vehicles. And so they knew
to get out of their vehicles and run into the desert, which they did. So it wasn't an incineration of innocent people. These are troops in their weapons, in their vehicles, which had just...
They were retreating, man. They were retreating. Yeah. They were surrendering.
Yeah,
they
of course. No. Retreating and surrendering are not the same thing. Retreating, here's what surrendering is. If I'm a tank commander and I'm surrendering, I get my crew out of that tank. We get well away from the tank, and we put our hands high in the air with a white flag. That's surrendering. Hang on, Fred. If we're still in our tank and we're moving, we're an active enemy. We're retreating. We're retreating. But let me just. I'm not trying to praise George Bush. I am trying to praise our soldiers.
No, they didn't. Schwarzkopf said he was suckered into believing he was sent in to take out the maniacal villain, Saddam Hussein. Schwarzkopf,
that's another story.
He was suckered. Everybody was suckered, man. Okay. America's been suckered ever since.
Now, you're talking about the Second War. Hang on, Fred. I'm not defending George Bush. I'm defending our soldiers. Schwarzkopf was suckered by George Bush Jr., to go kill Saddam Hussein, okay, and destroy the whole infrastructure of Iraq, okay, and take over the Middle East, okay. That was not George Sr. That was George Jr. I'm not defending George Sr. I'm just kind of trying to make a distinction here so we can, assort the blame. Jr. did a lot more damage than Sr. But those American soldiers it's very rare that crime against humanity type crime is committed by an American soldier ever. That's a very rare thing. We have an incredibly decent army. But let me just say, those troops that those A-10 pilots, in their phrase, lit up, okay, they lit up their vehicles, not the troops. The desert's right there. You can run out into the desert. You're not going to get, incinerated. Those tanks and those guns were firing at our troops, 24 hours earlier. And they were trying to kill, if you're in a war and your enemy retreats, the rules of war are not when the enemy retreats, you stop shooting. No, that's when you really start shooting. Every army that's ever sent, it's called a rout. They're on the run. You're on the run. You send in the cavalry.
All of these police actions are contrived, manufactured scenarios ever since the Civil War.
Yeah, Fred, I'm agreeing with you, but don't. I'm just saying, don't call our troops war criminals. They're not. They're great troops.
I'm saying Bush was the war criminal, not our troops.
I'll agree with that. All right, and we're going to run out of time. No, yeah, we're out of time, Fred. So, we'll pick it up tomorrow, folks. Actually, on Sunday, we'll pick it up on Sunday, 4 to 6 Eastern. See you then.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.